It's another Ag News Update. Farmer cooperatives. Do we overlook their importance in our community? More after this.
CattleCon 24 is marching onward to Orlando, January 31st to February 2nd, 2024. Have your say in the future of the industry, network with fellow producers, or connect with friendly faces. Plus, the NCBA trade show will be on site with over 385,000 square feet of the latest and greatest in the cattle business to help your operation stay competitive and sustainable. Register today and learn more at convention.ncba.org.
The 1950s, we had a total of 364 total co-ops. That was our peak. But since that time, today we sit at 56 co-ops.
Brian Bregeman is the director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center at Kansas State.
A while back, we did some research on just the economic impact of farmer cooperatives throughout the state. And one of the findings that came through that is that by creating a job at a farmer co-op, that helps support another job within the community. So it can actually help with job creation. And the thought process on that is through just that ripple effect, that if we have somebody employed within this community, that they're going to spend their money within that local community as well, which can help support a local grocery store, local hardware store. So that was one of the findings that we found. But it's also, you know, if you look out across the state, these local co-ops, you know, are a significant employer in rural areas, also pay a sizable amount of taxes, property taxes as well. So that also helps provide support to many of our rural communities within Kansas.
With another Ag News Update, I'm Tony St. James.